welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I pray that you've been enjoying a wonderfully blessed Christmas season. I'd like to begin a message on today's broadcast on the Star of Bethlehem. I can remember as a child that always captivated me as I read that gospel message found in Matthew, the second chapter, when it spoke about the wise men and they actually saw a star in the east and it brought them to worship the child Jesus. Now, I know in many nativity scenes it's portrayed as if they were there when Jesus was a baby and born in Bethlehem. Actually, it didn't occur until he was older that they were not in the manger but actually in a house in Bethlehem. But nonetheless, I think there's some wonderful things that we can learn as I brought together some thoughts to share on the Star of Bethlehem. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have of worshiping the living God. And Lord, there is none beside you. And Lord, I thank you that, Lord, in the midst of this Christmas season, Lord, that just as that star brought the wise men to worship you, to have a real experience with the King of Kings, Lord, so the light of your presence, the Holy Spirit, Lord, will come and fill our hearts anew and afresh. And Lord, in the days to come, we'll have a new understanding, a new revelation of who you are in our lives. Lord, we've come to worship you. And just as the wise men brought gifts, we bring the gifts of ourselves, our heart, our love, our will, and we lay it at your feet. And Lord, ask that you would receive our gifts. And Lord, that you would be honored and blessed by our commitment and dedication to you. Lord, strengthen and comfort every listener. And Lord, thank you for opening your word to us in the wonderful and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, I'm excited to share this message with you, the Star of Bethlehem. There's some fascinating scriptures that I believe the Lord will bring to life, and we're just going to believe Him to lead and guide us regarding the things He would have us share. Let's now begin reading in Matthew, the second chapter, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 12. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor, that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense, and myrrh. and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Oh, beloved, just think, Jesus, the living Word of God, incarnated in human flesh, came down to earth to dwell with men. That's one of his titles, Emmanuel, God with us. In the Gospel of John, that very first chapter, verses 3 through 5, the Word says, all things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Beloved, Jesus created all things. Think of that. That little baby the wise men came to worship was the great creator of all the earth and the starry hosts of heaven. By the very divine will and plan of God, he had created and ordained that that very star which led the wise men was to shine its light down upon the place of his birth. Jesus created that Christmas star, that star of Bethlehem. Now, it's rather fascinating. The scriptures don't tell us very much about the Magi, but let's see what we can learn about their background. Who were they? What sent them on such a long journey from a far country? The term for wise men is Magoi, the Greek form of the old Persian word Magav. These Magi constituted a priestly caste which originated in the ancient country of Media. They specialized in spiritual things, if you will, in dreams and omens, and according to Herodotus, they claimed the gift of prophecy. These Magi, and tradition has it that there were three, we don't really know how many, but tradition has it that they were three. They came from Persia or Media, having somehow heard the promise of a messianic king of Judea. They had observed a new and brilliant star portending his birth, and they were ready to be guided by it to his birthplace itself. And of course, in those ancient days, they studied the heavens because the heavens declare the glory of God. And actually, I don't have time to go in and now, but the signs of the zodiac, of course, we know modern astrology has corrupted that, but originally, they are a beautiful description of the story of Jesus. The gospel is actually portrayed through the heavenly signs that God himself has placed in the heavens for man. So the wise men, the Magi, obviously studied the ancient skies, and their adoration of the Christ child was a token, think about this, of the later submission of the Gentile world to the Jewish Messiah. Why should they seek Jesus? Think about that. Why would they go on such a lengthy journey, leave their country, and want to find out about this child, this Jewish king that was to be born? Well, first of all, they were worshipers of one God. They regarded the sun as his nearest symbol, if you would, and fire, which was man's best way of representing the sun. And there was, in those ancient times, a general expectation of the coming of a great king who was to arise from among the Jews. And of course, this idea was not only prevalent among the Jews, they had the ancient prophets to declare that Jesus was going to be born, or the Messiah was going to be born, but among the heathen nations as well, they also had that idea. Virgil, who was one of the greatest Roman poets, who was born in 70 BC, owns that a child from heaven was looked for who would restore the golden age and take away man's sin. This expectation arose largely also from a dispersion of the Jews among all nations. They had this expectation, and as they were dispersed among the nations, they carried with them the hope and the promise of a divine Redeemer. And of course, now if you look at the history of Israel, we know that Judah was carried off to Babylon, and there were some, they took the choicest of the people, the wise, the young, those who were learned, those who were skilled in crafts. And we know that Daniel, he was a prophet, but he was a prince and chief among this very class of wise men. He was transported along with other Jewish youth because of their promise. They were transported to Babylon, and he was part of this class of the Magi, if you will. His prophecies were made known to them, and the calculations by which he pointed to the very time when Christ should be born, because through the book of Daniel, that became part of their ancient literature, the writings that are declared in actually that we have in the book of Daniel. And I would like to suggest to you, as I was considering this, that as far as making application for our life today, that there still is a star that leads to the presence of Jesus. Wise men today, you've probably heard that saying, still seek him. And I would like to suggest to you that the Star of Bethlehem is a symbol, if you will, or illustrates the precious presence and person of the Holy Spirit. For them, 2,000 years ago, I believe, as the scripture declares, it was a real, literal star. Yet, as we look at the spiritual significance of it, I believe it's illustrative of the Holy Spirit. These wise men journeyed far, and through perseverance and divine guidance, they were led to the very person of Jesus, and they had a personal encounter with him. And that's exactly what has happened to each one of us today who have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my time has just flown by, and I need to bring this broadcast to a close, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me, and I pray that you've had and are enjoying a very blessed Christmas season. My prayers are with you. I thank you, prayer partners, UCM partners, my spiritual family, for your prayers as well as your financial support. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,